Welcome to the White Room Podcast. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are solely those of the hosts and the guests that are on the show. Please follow us on social media, give us some likes, and leave some comments so we know that you're out there. Thanks. Now to the show.
All right, here we go.
They'd be like, what the hell are they two doing?
It's on. All right. Man, what a way to start. Hey, it's Rob from the White Room Podcast. What's going on? It's a new week. I said, today it's just me and Keith. Keith, say hi.
What's going on, fellas?
Let me just
ladies.
Check. Let me just check. Make sure I see your mic. Okay, good. I'm good. We said before it was a two for two. We already had two problems. And one, the thing wasn't recording before. And two, the problem with the thing. It's all right. Whatever. We're back on. So what's going on, everybody? It's a new week. Chris isn't here with us today, but that's cool. Whatever. He's doing things. It is what it is. Keith is here, and yep. We got plenty of things to talk about. First off, we could talk about is that crazy Super Bowl, dude. That was crazy. I know you Niners didn't win.
They cheated.
Bro, I don't even think, but that whole conspiracy about the number 13, bro, because if you even, like...
Bro, how do you give him a first down on second down and seven?
But even at the end, bro, remember when we were all talking and shit? Even, like, Nick was like, when we were talking and that change for the Super Bowl overtime, bro, yes. And even, like, your players were like, what? Wait a minute. They get the ball back if we score?
Yeah, the refs didn't. Yeah.
And then, you know, Kansas City, when they cut off to Kansas City, like Mahomes and them were running back saying, yeah, they want the ball first. They want the ball first. Yeah. And they were like, oh, let them have it. Let them have it. Awesome. Like, you know what I'm saying? Now,
it's a bullshit rule.
It's such a bullshit rule because they don't do that through the whole year. Yeah. So then all of a sudden, because that even grabbed me. I was like, no, you're not, dude. You're wrong. You're wrong. You're 100% wrong. How are they changing the rules already just for one game, bro? And it's not even the playoffs. Well, was it playoffs?
Well, because it is Super Bowl.
Yeah, but here's the deal, though. Even with the Super Bowl being so long as it was, that was so stretched out because of the commercials and everything else. But, yo, you turn around and, like, you know, like San Francisco basically got their ass handed to them because of the overtime rule.
Yep.
Because, you know, they only scored the field goal, and then Mahomes ran it the fuck in. He ran it through, but... You know, that's crazy. I was just like, wow.
Whatever, we play them next season in the season, and we're going to beat the shit out of them and hurt them.
I was, you know what, bro? I was like, at one point, I don't care who's in the fucking Super Bowl next year.
No.
And I don't even care if Dallas beats them in the Super Bowl. I just want somebody to beat Kansas City, bro. And no, I know it's not going to be the Giants, bro.
They're not going to beat them because the refs are with them.
The refs are with them, but the whole problem is there's so much propaganda with them, too, though. It's like the whole shit with Taylor Swift. Like, bro, who are you? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, stop it. You're just a performer. Like, you know, and then that number 13 shit, like I said before. Did you even realize when we were going into the half, the score was 10-3? That's 13, bro. 13. That is fucking crazy. You know, I was sitting there in the chair thinking about that. I had chills going up my spine. I was like, yo, what are we in, bro? Is, you know what? They think about it and you put it like, oh, the game is scripted, right? Just like because they say like the WWF, WWE, whatever you want to call it. You know, we were all little kids and when we grew up like, you know, a year or two after that and found out that it was fake. You know what I'm saying? Kind of, it hurt my feelings because I thought it was always Hulkamania, bro. But you know what I'm saying?
It was back then.
I gotta drink my milk and take my vitamins, bro. You know, shit like that, bro. But you know, even then, when you come to the Super Bowl itself, bro, and then to sit there and be like, well, how could you, you know, script the shit out of this? Well, how about when that dude tapped the ball? He was trying to grab the ball and then hit his leg, leaving the game, the ball in the game, which was. Bro, some of the shit that you sit there and be like, yo, shit like that can be scripted. Like, it could be scripted.
There's a football player that was out there. He said it's scripted. It's been scripted for years. They hand you a thing at the beginning of the year, and they said this is what's going to happen at the end.
Bro, and it's crazy. Like, that script, like, for Dallas Cowboys, that script is, all right, get to the playoffs first round, and then see you later.
Yep.
And that's crazy, like, you know, and... They came out this year with such a good team, and then they fell apart. And there was a couple other teams just like that too, like
Ravens, Detroit Lions.
You're like, what the fuck? Well, you know, Detroit Lions was kind of believable. That was kind of believable. Because, well, they haven't been good. Like, they haven't been good how many years, bro?
70-something? Yeah. 70-something?
I mean, what was it? The first year when he took over, I think they were 3-12 or 3-14 or something. And then every year they're progressing and getting better. So, I mean, that's a story, and that's something that you could look at and be like, you know, that's probably true, bro.
But they need to stop with the script. They need to stop with the refs. They need to get rid of these refs and have new refs in.
Let's think about this, though.
Let's play football back like in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, but think about this, though. If it's all scripted like that, right, what isn't? And that's something like, you know, you think about it, like your life and shit like that, man. Well, is life scripted, too? Like, well, are we in a fucking...
Well, how about this? When did you think it started getting scripted?
I never even thought it would have been scripted.
Fantasy football.
Oh, well, yeah, because, okay, right.
Fantasy football, so, yep. Vegas has money in fantasy football.
Right, and so what they do is they take down the high betting teams so that they don't meet the points. Yep. The points,
Fantasy football.
Yeah. There's too much money in it. Right.
There's no more bookies.
Yeah.
It's all through Vegas.
What happened with those Italians, bro?
All online betting.
Right. I used to run numbers for the Mafias.
online betting. FanDuel, you got all these. You got millions of them.
But did you see all those parlays they had too? Oh, they had fucking 50 parlays.
Bro, you could pick three players. You could pick who's gonna get the heads or tails. You could pick
everything.
There was a guy that streaked. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, we saw that afterwards.
He betted $20,000 on himself streaking.
Oh, dude, that dude, one of those dudes did that shit a couple years ago too. Remember, and they took his money from him.
And they didn't pay this guy.
Right. Well, this guy got caught too, but you know what? They don't even put that on film, and then you get your ass busted for doing that, and then they beat the shit out of you afterwards. And bro, I mean, that's not worth it. But
like the conspiracy theory about the black cat on the field that one year with the Giants.
Oh,
and, you
don't
think somebody brought that cat in that field?
Yeah.
No way that cat appeared.
Where did that cat come from? It's not like, you know, it's like you can understand, like, if you're like hanging out on somebody's street and you see a cat pass, you'd be like, oh, that's normal. But then where did the cat come from?
I was watching a thing on TV.
NFL field.
What was it? It was about football. And the guy goes, I'm going to bring a chicken in the field and let him go.
Right.
He had it in his jacket. The security back in the day didn't check it.
Right.
And he went down to, I don't know how he got downstairs, and he let the chicken go through the players go through, and the chicken walked right on the field.
Oh, shit. They would, too, because
they don't know.
Yeah, they don't know. Yeah.
They're just going to walk.
Right. But that was crazy, though. I mean, that was it was a really good game, and I was like 95% for, you know, the Niners were going to win, bro. Seriously.
Bro, we played the best game, the whole game.
Yo, your defense was unbelievable. But, you know, so was Kansas City's defense.
Not really.
You know, you're playing, listen, it comes down to the two best teams, and you're definitely going to get a good game out of two best teams, you know? And Purdy did good for his
listen,
you know?
What other Super Bowl have you seen that went into overtime?
Yeah, that was good. It was crazy. But then again, everybody's sitting there being like, when did these fucking rules change? Like, I had not heard.
Last year.
But last year, this Super Bowl didn't go into a...
He changed it after the season.
Wow. And then you sit there and you're like, why would they even change it? It had nothing to reflect on last year's Super Bowl.
Because Kittle won an extra game this year.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
Oh, yeah, extra day, you mean,
You got an extra game.
Sunday, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So players have...
Yeah. Well, you know, at the end of the day, for them, it just makes them more money, too, because then it's another game that you could bet on, another game for people to make money. And sports betting and shit like that is huge.
Very big.
Huge. So, I mean, yeah, I could see that. Anything that has to do with anything with money.
Look at college games. How many college games are there?
Oh, yeah.
There was back in 16 last year, and that was 17.
Right.
For NFL. Right. It's like baseball has what? Almost
186 games or some shit.
Basketball. Yeah. What about basketball? What about hockey?
Hockey. Yeah. Yeah.
The only sport that don't have a lot of games is NFL.
Yeah, but bro, you couldn't even get these guys to play more games. Like the beatings that most of these guys take off the field.
What about hockey?
You know what's funny though? When I was playing hockey,
hockey's for a rougher sport than football.
It's a rough sport, bro. But you know what? It's not. It's physical, but we have a hell of a lot more padding than...
That's true, but you also got a lot of more plays that would go on ice and play with a broken ankle.
Or play with
a hurt body.
Yeah, and, you know, the penalty boxes for the good guys that like to punch people in the face.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, the whole thing with the... You know, I when I was when playing hockey.
When the game turned around was when Greenlow got hurt.
Right.
Because if Greenlow was on that field, that would never.
Right.
The
right.
defense just changed. You've right. seen it.
Yeah.
You've seen the defense just change.
Well, you know, it was just it's just weird. Like back in the day, like Wayne Gretzky, like compared to a football player, like, you know, this is when you know I was in the hockey and he was getting paid like, or Mario Lemieux or something like that. They were getting paid like $2-3 million plus. They were getting endorsements from, you know, everything else they're doing and stuff like that. While your average football player was getting $15-16 million, and then you would sit there and be like, well, you know, hockey's more of a we play more games. You know, you have 3 games a week at some times. And, well, that was, you know, high school and shit. But still, it's the same thing, kind of 3 to 2 games a week, let's say. And, you know, the season goes longer for, you know, hockey than it does for football. But the problem would be is that for some reason.
And the playoffs go longer.
Yeah, you don't. Well, there's more teams involved.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
Then if they want to do an extra game, they should do 2 weeks of same team playing on the playoffs.
Right. Right. Well, I mean, I'm guessing I haven't followed hockey as much as once I stopped, once my mother sold all my equipment when I went to the shore. But we call it, you know, after my 16 years of doing that stuff, my body has, like, you know, it's kind of said thank you, and now it's saying, fuck you, motherfucker. I hope you feel the pain. But, you know, it's I haven't really watched or checked the I know they're definitely not getting paid as much as a football player, but
no way.
But I mean, you know, they still live good lives and stuff and shit.
These football players, I understand they put their bodies through a lot, but they're like, oh, we want more money, or we're not coming back. All right, goodbye.
Right. Well, they've gotten like prissy with the shit, because, like, look at Mahomes' house. Did you see that house that he's got? Bro, he's got his own football field down there. He's got half a football field on his property.
Goodbye.
Yeah, and you know this, and I'm not talking about Mahomes as being like whatever. I'm just saying it because he's been in the Super Bowl and he's laid his team that's been playing. But, you know, you look at these salaries and you look at these things and you're like, dude, even like, you know, when they were talking back with the Saquon Barkley shit, saying that they were going to franchise tag him with $12 million a year, right? Did you hear the number? $12 million a year. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, I get it. You're a running back, and running backs do get hurt, and they do not last long. But at the same token, it's $12 million a year. If you invest your money, or you have an agent, he might get $2 million out of that, right? Then you got to pay taxes and, you know, everything else. Well, let's just say you get $7 million clear for a year. $7 million. Like, if I had $7 million living in this house, bro,
there you go. You want a running back? Marshawn Lynch.
Right.
Never spent a dime of his money. Never bought a big house.
Right.
Never went overseas, built houses over there for mm-hmm. people. He invested his money. Bought a bar.
Yeah.
He was on Bar Rescue.
Right.
And he's living large.
Right. Well, you know, it's about how you use and save your money. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's crazy amount. Like, what? Like, what was it? Like, Mahomes' thing is like $500 million contract he has. Like, bro, you got $500 million, bro.
And if he gets hurt, what happens?
I don't know what's guaranteed, because he has to have guaranteed money.
But what if he gets hurt and he can't play?
Right. Well, let's just say you got $200 million right now. Say you already cashed $200 million. Like, you're at the point where you collected $200 million. You got it. He owns a lot of shit. Like, Mahomes owns a lot of shit. And, you know,
but he also does a lot of stuff too.
Yeah.
He also does children's hospitals.
Right.
All of them do that.
Yeah, no, they all do. They all do. And but the whole deal is that, you know, you own a lot, so it's like, even though you have that money, and even if you decided to fade back and be like one of these people after this is over and go hide in the woods.
Do you really need to have a $20 million home?
Well, like, at that point, it's like, just...
Do you really need that?
Yes, at that point, it's just like, you know, keeping up with the Joneses kind of shit. You know, because all the football players would be like, oh, I just bought this car, I bought that car, I got it's this, like, I got that.
Why do you need that?
Yeah,
like, it's I like, mean, yeah, it would be nice to have.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, the practicality of, like, but having a life, a living... And
you're going to have extra bedrooms that
right.
never...
Nobody's going to sleep in. Right.
It's just a
it's waste like, of I got 10 waste. Bedrooms in this house, and we only use two of them.
Yeah, it's so just what is a it, waste. Like,
Monday, we sleep in this room. Tuesday, we sleep in this room because of the view. Wednesday, we sleep in this.
Come I mean, on, I could bring you places right here in Jersey
yeah.
that people's houses are... retarded.
Yeah, Staten Island. They got some crazy houses too, brother.
Big yeah, Staten Island.
House. Big fucking houses.
But there's some places in Jersey.
Oh, Jersey. Yeah.
Retarded houses. It's yeah. like, all right, how many people live in there?
Bayonne, Benmore Terrace.
People be like, there's 4 people in there.
Yeah.
So why do you need a house that big?
Yeah.
Hey, one of the basketball players lived down in right where my cousin lived. He had a basketball court, tennis court, had one child, and an 8-bedroom house.
Yeah.
For what?
Well, Shaq has a mansion up there.
Yeah, but Shaq also has kids. And he has people come over.
Yeah. I remember when we were up there and we saw that he had the Superman bike outside that he got from, I think it was...
American Chopper,
yeah. I saw the bike out there. It was like 30 feet long. I was like...
Well, the guy that used to do the radio installments, he's not on TV anymore. They got his own channel. I can't remember his name. He built Shaq a car.
Yeah.
He had to take the front seat out of it.
Oh, shit.
They actually had to take the whole front seat out and adjust the... Where you pull the seat up?
Yeah.
To almost the back seat.
Well, for a guy like that, I mean, you would have to have him sitting in the back seat for him to reach the pedals.
Well, that's what it was. It was like right, there was no, like, there was a back seat, but nobody could sit back there.
Yeah. I would love to see how he even sits in a car. That dude's
he's got a, like...
Yeah. Well, Magic Johnson, too. He's big, too. He's a tall guy. You know, you think about that, and you're like, holy shit. Like, you know, we got a guy in my job that's really tall, but he drives in a big truck. And it's like
I got a guy that's 7'2" in my job, and he drives a friggin' Porsche.
A Porsche? That must be uncomfortable coming in and out, bro.
He drives a Porsche.
That's like, bro,
Porsche 911.
Those cars are like coffin cars. Like, you have to actually step in.
But he has all the cars, but he drives that in the summertime. Yeah, like, dude, how do you fit in that car?
The old school Corvettes, like, you sat in the coffin. Like, it was
like, how do you even get your knees to bend that low?
Yeah, that's crazy. Wow. You would need, like, those old school Chevelles and Monte Carlos that have like, all that room.
You need a truck.
Yeah.
You need to step up into your car, not step down into your car.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. All the cars are getting smaller, too. Like, they're smaller inside. Like... You know, you go, you know, of course, like all these old retro cars. He goes,
I have my seat modified so I can sit here and I could actually sit nice and comfortable.
Oh, that's cool.
I was like, oh, he didn't show me. I was like, wow, that's pretty badass.
Yeah.
It was, they just moved the things on the bottom, the rails on the bottom back. Yeah, and they just take the back, well, the Porsche 9, you really don't have the back seat anyway.
There's nothing. Yeah. Yeah, there's really nothing. I mean... Depends on if it's that 2+2 or whatever has that little boot thing in the back, or if not, then
he goes, there's no back seat anyway. So he goes, and I fit fine. He goes, my legs, he goes, actually, I fit better in this than I do in my truck because I feel like I'm cramped in my truck.
I would love that, like, be able to afford, like, I couldn't afford, if I wanted to, I could afford a Porsche, but I couldn't keep up the maintenance.
No,
I can't keep up the maintenance with the fucking Audi. I can't, I wouldn't even be able to. Not even close with a Porsche. Porsche is just way too much.
I know a guy at work. He has a Maserati.
Yeah.
He just told me if he went to the dealership for brakes, it would be $3,500.
No, it's crazy, right?
He goes, I have my own mechanic. He does it for $15.
Yeah.
I said, $1,500?
Yeah.
He goes, yeah. I was like, I could get a full oil change, tires, and brakes done for less than $1,500.
Yeah, it's a lot of money, bro. It's the cost of the car.
Yeah.
Look at those high-end cars. Even like, not even, I don't even mean high-end, meaning like, let's not talk about Lamborghini. But what I'm saying is like, whatever car company, like you just pick one, like I said Audi, right? So Audis have expensive cars.
Just imagine Bentley or BMW. How much is a BMW to get?
But then you go into like M3, M5, all that shit. That's when you're starting to really tear up the ladder. Yo, those prices are fucking ridiculous. Like the Audi R8s, the shit. Even the S5s. You know, it's like you're now going into different things, and it's so much money.
I don't want to pay for an oil change on my Nissan Pathfinder.
Well, then that's the problem too. They bang you over the head. And they call it a special special particle filter that they have to. It's basically like an old time. Like when I used to work at Mr. Guloop. But, well, we used to get the BMWs, and it was just the canister filters that, you know, you just had to be careful taking them off. It was plastic. Pop it out, put the new filter in, you know, oil it up, put oil in it, whatever. But it wasn't, they charge more because, you know, they say they're genuine, you know, BMW parts, which they're not. They're, like, from AutoZone. You know what I'm saying? It's just, they get it from, like, Purolator.
Yeah.
You know, shit like that. But it's the equivalent of it, but it's not the same thing, like, you know?
That's one thing I would say about, like, people that work for BMW down here.
Yeah.
If they needed oil change, they bring their cars right to there.
Oh, why not? Yeah. That's where you're going to find all the unique products. The genuine products.
You know you're going to get a real oil change.
Right, right. You don't have to worry about getting anything fixed.
Anything. Tires, brakes, yeah. They used to bring right here.
Didn't you hear that dog, bro? He's like fucking barreling through shit upstairs.
But now it's, I don't know if they still do it. I know they used to do, they used to have great deals on cars. And we were trying, the longshoremen were trying to get deals through them.
Yeah.
Because we would bring them off the ship. We're like, yo, yeah. Why can't we get a deal?
Right.
Oh, you don't work for the company. Okay, so if we don't go on a ship, your car ain't coming off.
Right.
They're like, yeah, but that's not how it works. You have to be through them. Be like, yeah, but give us like something, not what they got, but something that we have a BMW.
Right.
That people are rolling around with BMWs, bro. Oh, people buying BMWs? You're going to sell a lot more cars.
Yeah. Well, that girl that was a manager that lived across the street, bro, she had a new BMW like every month. And what it was is, like she said, is they have a monthly thing that you pay monthly to rent the car, and you basically get demos, and you have your choice.
Well, if she was part of the BMW people, yeah.
Yeah, she was BMW manager.
Manager, yeah. So they could rent, they could do even Rolls Royces.
Yeah, she had a different BMW like every month or two or whatever it was. Whatever, she said that they didn't have access to everything. She said they had access to what was there and then what was a pool car.
Yeah.
Meaning like, you know, if they had, you know, a brand new model out, you know, top guys would probably take that first. And then when you pull up one day and you see that car, you're like, dude, I want to switch into that. I want that. Is nobody using it?
I know the shop steward from BMW. He pulls up in a Rolls. He pulled up on his house one weekend on a Rolls Royce.
Well, now BMW and shit, they own so many different companies, Mini Cooper and everything else in there.
He goes, my car was in for service. He goes, I took the Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
He goes,
back when we were out there working, it was just BMW was BMW. And then that was it. There was nothing else, you know.
I wish I would. I make great money as a longshoreman, but man. If I went to BMW, I had a BMW every year.
Yeah, but you know what? Back then, even when we were in BMW, there was another car company that was being coming out of that BMW, remember? There was one car company, because they didn't get Mini Cooper at the time. They got...
they're all BMWs. That's all
it was. All BMW?
It was all BMWs.
I thought there was something else.
There was never no Mini Coopers came out.
No, Mini Coopers a while later after I left, a long time after I left. But
Mini Coopers came out when I was probably 5 or 6 years into longshoreman.
Right. They still do that gasoline bath shit?
No, that's all global, bro. There's nothing.
Yeah.
I'll take a picture where all that stuff was. You're like.
Yeah, but then how do they get the coating off the cars?
They don't come in coating.
They don't come in no more?
Nope.
But because you know what? It probably caused cancer. That's probably why.
There's and all those no fucking, D-wax at all.
Bro, all those. All
there's
those
not even wrap. The paper wrap that used to wrap. Some cars come with that. Yeah. Like the high-end cars come with that.
Like the white wrap, right?
But they come with zipper up now.
Oh, I seen that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I seen that. Yeah. Because you know what? They probably figured out with all those guys, you know, in the petroleum car washes, they probably got cancer.
Global took all that property.
Yeah.
Remember when we used to go in? Remember when BMW used to be the last pier in the water?
Mm-hmm.
They only have a small parking lot.
Now?
Yeah. Okay. They fit maybe 300 cars there.
Okay.
The rest is global.
All right.
The rest is all global.
Well, yeah, because they always had that thing. You had to drive in the back road to go through the thing. So that's now still that, right?
The rest is all global. Mm. No, there's... Remember when we used to go northeast?
Yeah.
We used to park. There's that bird cemetery.
There's
not even there anymore.
Oh, no?
Bro, you haven't been there?
I went up there that one time with you. I forgot why we went there. But that whole other road thing where we used to take the cars in the back road through to BMW.
Yeah, you still have that.
Still have that you there. Have yeah, that. It's still there.
You
but
still have that.
It's just the... everything else has changed so much down there. It's like, wow.
Come down there now. I'll take you down there one day now. You'll be like.
Yeah. Well, now they're expanding shit, so it's like things are just disappearing. Well,
they're trying to take weeks, too.
Oh, weeks?
Yep.
Yeah.
And Port Liberty Container Terminal is going to take BMW property over.
Wow.
Yep.
Port Liberty?
Our container terminal is called Port Liberty Container Terminal now.
Yeah.
We're taking that property over.
Oh, so it's not global?
No.
No,
they changed the name. They changed the name in November.
Oh, that's when they bought it. When the other company bought it, right?
Yeah,
yeah. So it's called Port Liberty Container Terminal.
Yeah. Mm. Yep.
That's cool. Well, you know what? It's an expanding business. That's good. You know what I'm saying? You definitely can't complain about that because people newer people like younger kids coming up and shit like that, they have, you know, something that they can look forward to, and it's not going to be as hard as it was before trying to get a job.
And kids are complaining, "Oh, well, I'm not working." I'm like, dude, by 2025, when you guys are working every day, you're going to be dying for a day off.
Right.
Like, what do you mean? I'm like, dude, I was working 2 days a month when I started in 99.
Yeah.
By 2001, there was no days off.
Right.
They're like, what do you mean? I'm like, yeah, we didn't get a day off.
Right.
We're the little guys on the seniority.
Right.
If we took off, they brought us right back in. I said, you guys are lucky to get days off.
Right, right, right.
I said, in the summertime, we weren't allowed to take off.
Right.
At all.
Well, that's why I didn't come with you to the Longshoreman, because, you know, when we were going there and they were telling us that we were going to get, like, maybe it would be a shape up again for us, because we were shaping up already in the other place, but we at least had a position in the other place. We didn't have to shape up anymore. But I was like, man, I want to start, you know, a career and shit like that. I can't afford to be, like, working 2 days a week, and I wouldn't be even guaranteed 8 hours. You know what I'm saying? That was rough.
Until we got our training. That's when we got – that's when we started making good money.
Right.
Then it was like, all right, do I want to work this weekend? Oh, no, there's no choice. You have to work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like – but that's where you made your money.
Right.
Because it was overtime.
Right, right, right.
But then when you got it on the top, though, you got – or a hustle, you got $1.50 more. So it was like, all right. But then you had to do three clockers.
Yeah.
You had to be there 3 days a week, 3 days in a row.
Yeah.
It's like, come on.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a little, and we worked two hours on, 1 hour off.
Right.
How are you working?
Yeah, 2 hours on, yeah, that's a, yeah. It's like your body's dropping. Lunch break. It's like a lunch break. Yeah.
Your body's dropping. You're praying that somebody bumps you. Like a senior guy would be like, hey, go home.
Yeah, I want your job tonight.
Yeah, yeah, no problem.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. I'll get some sleep. Thanks a lot.
I remember doing 3 days straight and sleeping the next day for 19 and a half hours.
Right, yeah.
Like, just sleep the whole day.
Right.
They're like, oh, they called you this morning. Well, I couldn't even see.
Yeah.
You want me to kill somebody or you want me to kill myself?
Right.
That's
right.
How it was.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, now I'm there 25 years.
Yeah, but now it's more.
Now I work.
Yeah.
A lot less hours.
Well, you made your time then.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's just like when I was at my other place, I had so much time and I made my time, but then, you know, I left and went somewhere else, and dummy me is just trying to build up my time again. But I'm not going to get that chance. I'm almost 50. I'm not – there's no way that I can – you know, I keep telling Dean all the time, but, like, you know, I can't – there's no way. Like, you know, I look back in 20 years of the shit that I used to do at the job, like, with the other guys that we worked with. Now I look and I see those same guys 20 years, you know, now, and I'm looking at them like, damn, we fucked up. Like, our bodies are fucked up. And, you know, you got these new kids. Like, we got new guys that are behind us. And, you know, the gung-ho and all this other stuff and all the shit like we used to be. And, you know, now we're not the crab-ass old guys like that used to train us, you know. But we're, you know, still sitting back being like, yo, when you get a little bit more years, this shit is going to be
big. But there's young kids that work with us. They're like, oh, I don't want to work today.
Right. Well, that goes into that new generation shit, bro. The entitlement crap.
Are you kidding me?
A lot of this new generation Z shit and stuff like that. Like,
when you guys get such a platter to pick your jobs.
Well, look how many people aren't working. Like, you know what I'm saying? Especially, listen, it was happening before, but when COVID hit, that fucked everybody up. And that, bro, that fucked up so many people that started a whole new generation of shit when COVID happened. There was, like, new people rising out of the ground, like, of what they should and what they shouldn't do. Go online, be a streamer, do all this other shit. Like, you know, people were smart and they started making money from home, you know, doing stuff because they couldn't get out.
I know guys that started, like, a year before COVID over in other peers.
Yeah.
And they're like, yo, I can't wait to get back to work. I can't wait to get back to work.
Right.
I can't wait because the senior guys are taking everything.
Right.
Well, what do you think is going to happen?
Right.
You think I'm going to give my job to somebody else?
No, 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 no.
Not at all.
No.
Not at all.
It's just a stepping thing. Once you step out, somebody steps behind you. That's all it is.
2 years I made the most money during COVID.
Right.
For almost a year and a half, 2 years.
Right.
I was doing almost 100 hours a week.
Yeah, easy. We were doing a lot too, man.
I was doing it easy.
We were doing a lot. But you know what? The whole thing was just like we were out there and just like you.
Now I'm like 75, I'm done.
Right. Well, me, I'm 40-hour Rob now. I don't do any of that stuff. I don't do any more overtime. And, you know, like I said, you know, when I came over to this place 7 years ago, I came from a place where I used to do 40, 50 hours weeks all the time. All the time. And, you know, after a while, that just beat me up so much that I'm like, now I'd rather, you know, spend the rest of my life maybe, doing what I'm doing, you know, to just keep money on the plate, the table, but do other stuff on the side. But I'm trying to, like, you know what? Think about this, bro. Think about it, really. So with the way everything is going, right, like what we said before about shipping and scripted and shipping and stuff like that, right, how, like, say if you pass away, like, right, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people, you know, a heart attack, if you don't catch it in your time, like, and you don't catch it quick, it's a done deal. It's a wrap, basically. You know what I'm saying? So if something happens... Well,
different types of heart attacks.
Right, right.
There's,
but if you're by yourself,
that can kill you.
Yeah.
Which is a massive heart attack that you don't even know you're having.
Yeah.
Because it just...
Yeah.
And most of the time that is just a lot of stress.
Stress and... Listen, even strokes. Listen, what I'm saying is any kind of situation that can take you out in a quickness, let's say, right? So think about it, though. You know, you bust your ass all the time and stuff, and you do all the shit, and then, you know, the one thing you're going to regret is regretting being with your kids or your family and this and that. Because, you know, like for me, for 22 years, you know, when Dina didn't work, I did three fucking jobs. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I did, you know, I would come home from work, and then, like, on the days when I didn't have work the next day, I used to drive limos. So then I would sit here, I would come home from work on the Thursday, because I've always worked Sunday to Thursday. Some fucking how, I just fell into that groove of Sunday to Thursday. I don't know how it happened, but it happened. And Thursday night, I would be, like, at 2 o'clock in the morning driving a limo, you know, picking people up at the fucking airport and shit, bro.
I can't get up from this stupid chair.
Come on now. Don't get yourself wedged in there, bro. You want me to get the butter?
Get me my top loader.
Yeah. So I'll just give you a second while I wait for you to come back. I don't want to sit there and talk to myself. You see how dirty that cat is, bro? Holy shit. No, I said how dirty he is. He, like, rolls around in the goddamn dust that's under the... Oh, it's disgusting. And it just... I don't know. It just doesn't come out of his skin or his hair. It's crazy.
Time I have late.
No, me too. Yeah, me too. Me too.
Go bed clogged. Hey, you see a cat?
No, he just left. He just when you were walking in, he ran between your legs on the side. Hey. He's just like you're running. He's poor cat, bro. And just like yesterday when I was down here cleaning, doing the screens and stuff. Look how old that screen is, yo. That was the old original podcast one.
What is that?
I found that.
Let me out.
Yeah, you know, let me out of here. Our thing starts. I did that so long ago when we first started this white room and this padded room podcast. I did that a long time ago. And I was going through here. That's one of the ones I pulled out. I was going through in the closet, and I was like, let me clean out some of these screens. And that screen, that's the one that, like, all the
ink and stuff. You make shirts for that? I don't remember you even having...
Bro, I don't... There's
I don't think
ink
you
in
made
there.
Anything that...
There's ink in the screen. I could see it. I don't know if I might have made one. But
yeah, I don't think we ever had...
No, I didn't do it.
Because we were supposed to get sweatshirts.
Yeah, we were supposed to do a bunch of shit, but...
We never even did that.
Right. Well, you know, listen, like, the kings of inconsistency, you know, we're it's a hit or miss if we have three people here. So it's like,
yeah, but
it's
we could
hard.
Do we could do two.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna start doing, like, I have a White Room podcast.
You didn't even hang your sign up.
What sign?
That Brooke bought you.
No, she canceled it on me.
Oh.
Yeah, it was like $87. They said that, it was going. They sent her an email on Amazon saying that it was going to take an extra month or something because of the neon or something. Which it's not neon. It's LED. It's LED. So
I'll get one made.
Yeah, we could do that. That's fine.
I know somebody that makes signs. I'll get one made.
But so she canceled it because it was like $85. It was a decent sign. I saw it. So
I'll ask the guy I know.
But I think that sign she was making was White Boy. I think it was a White Boy sign.
I thought it was White Boy podcast.
I don't know. Dude, I don't remember.
Oh, I think it might have been White Boy.
I think it was white. It was two colors. It was white, and then it was a pink, like a half circle that went around it. It looked really cool, but I don't know if it was the White Room. I think it might have been White Room or something. She said something, because I was buying one that said On Air, and I was going to put it on the door thing up there. But I was just, like, getting corny with shit. But, I mean, it's a cool idea, because, you know, the podcast is cool, but it's just like...
My cousin's... She's not really my cousin,
right.
But her husband does neon. He does that.
Yeah, because
he does it out of his house.
Yeah.
But he does for a job.
Instead of the tube, they put LED lights behind it, so it's bright as fuck.
You know that place on 9, that ice cream place?
Yeah.
If you go down, if you go all the way down the shore on 9, you go all the way down, like towards Howell.
Right.
It's that big ice cream cone.
Oh, I know what you're saying. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
He did that sign 35 years ago.
Wow.
Just changed it over to LEDs, like 3 years ago.
Yeah, LEDs bright as fuck. Yeah, I mean, he goes, cool, but it's gas.
He goes, you know? I go in there, I could do it every year. Take the front off and just pop it.
Yeah, but think how much cheaper it is for them now. He goes, they don't have to worry about the glass.
He goes, I got boxes
glass.
And boxes and boxes
of the LEDs. Yeah. And the way that LEDs now are and shit like that, you can actually put LEDs in everything.
He goes, I buy strips.
Yeah, right.
He goes, I got a company that I got it through my company I work for. He goes, I order boxes through them.
Right, right. And now it's all the plastic tubing.
He goes, but I still do my signs at in his garage.
Right.
He does do signs.
Right. Well, that's cool.
Yeah, he does do lettering. He does pretty decent amount of lettering.
Well, that's come a long way too, because remember back in the day with the old, we call it neons. Remember,
you used to have a
box.
You had a bender tube.
Yeah, or even the neons under your car. You would have a huge box on every corner, and then you have one main box inside the car.
You know what I mean? That was a pain in the ass. You know what I'm saying? And if you broke,
now all that is LEDs.
It's LED too.
And it's remote.
Yeah, it's remote from your phone too. You can do it from your phone and change your colors. Shit like that. I've seen that thing like a commercial where one guy makes plates, the magnetic plates for when you open your car door and say if you have a Nissan. He has a template. And it's all the same, but it's different names for the cars.
They have if you want a Giants thing, they have a Giants thing. Yeah, you put it right under the light.
Technology is crazy. And LEDs is that was always something.
It's like,
That was something like when it was first coming up, people were like, oh, that's never going to do any good, this and that. That's the best fucking thing ever, bro, is LEDs. Bro, they put LEDs in everything. Everything's, even in the light bulbs and the thing, it's LEDs.
Even your headlights are LEDs.
Yeah,
now,
LEDs.
Now they're not. They're that other one now, HDs or...
Yeah, it's the brightest motherfuckers. Even like in the daytime running lights are bright as fuck, and it's like you think they have the lights on behind
you. What do
you
think most of the casinos have in their slot machines?
Yeah.
LEDs.
Yeah, why not? Because they last a long time.
Yeah.
They don't burn out.
Yeah.
You know. That's crazy, though.
He goes, when they were gas, they would explode.
Yeah.
Because the company he worked with, they had a contract down there in one of the casinos, and he was like, I was taking these things out, and they were, like, half broken.
Yeah.
And he goes, I don't even know how they worked.
Right.
He was like, I'm popping LEDs in it, and they're, like, brand new.
Yeah. Well, it's just compressed gas, with electric. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but the thing is, people can't tell if because they're so small in the machine.
Right.
So when it's a lights up, you just see like a little fade.
I still don't like if you see like on those old things, like if you watch like Porn Stars, American Pickers and shit like that, when they go for those old LED things, bro, it looks so beautiful when it lights up, bro, because you can tell the difference between LED and neon. You know what I'm saying?
American Pickers is great. I love that show.
I like it too, but you know what? You know what? And with all reality shows, it was fake. And that's what's crazy. Like, I watch that whole thing. Listen, I'm a big fan of this show too. I watch it every time. And not only that, I stream the fuck out of it all the time too. And, you know, the whole problem between Mike and Frank, I think it was Frank, the whole problem between us is Frank got really sick.
Yeah, he had cancer.
Yeah, he's really bad.
He's not on the show anymore.
No. I think Mike has his brother now, Rob, I think it is. But he, like that whole, that he was cool. I used to love when he'd go and he would always look for toys.
Oh, because you knew all about them little...
Yeah, the metal things
metal
and shit
toys.
Like that. And
like,
those wind-up toys.
Yeah.
And then Mike would go for all the car parts, like the car signs and the car things.
Or the gas pumps. Yeah.
Well, those are pretty cool, though. Like, you know, there's a market. People
there's
want
actually... they had the show Jersey John, he's called? Or somebody?
I don't know.
There's a guy right in... They used to go visit him all the time in Old Bridge.
Oh, yeah?
I think it's Jersey John or something, and he's got like this big area that they used to go pick.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
that's cool. Yeah,
he does also motorcycles, old motorcycles.
Who?
The guy.
Oh,
Jersey.
Does he?
Yeah, he does.
Oh,
like,
that's what's he did too. Like Mike was going crazy for that. Yeah,
that's who he used to call. I think it was Jersey John, Jersey Joe. I think it was Jersey John.
Yeah. But they used to go for all the old Indian motorcycles and shit like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of picking shows or other shows would, you know, you go for those rare bikes that people, are barely working.
Bob's a picker.
Who?
Bob Kowalski.
Who's that?
My mother's ex-boyfriend.
Oh, Bob, yeah?
He's a big-time picker. He's a guy in 1952 panhead.
Oh, yeah?
Sitting in parts.
Fucking panhead, bro. That's nice. I mean, listen, man, if you got the time and you got, like, the money to do shit, like, or not, let's not even say the time and the money. If you got the room to do that shit so that it doesn't make you look like a hoarder, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I'll bring you over to his house. You'll be like...
But see, then what, there's a thin line where it becomes a picker to a hoarder. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's what they mostly are.
They are, but it's some of them like all right, American Pickers, like they got their own shit, but they have a store and they have
two stores. They have one in Tennessee now, Nashville.
But at least they're selling their shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's not like you might be hoarding it somewhere, like you might have trailers and shit, but you probably know like, you know, what your stuff is. Just like that other dude I watch Rust Valley Restorations, right? That dude from Canada, those guys that fix cars.
Yeah, he's good.
Bro, he's a hoarder when it comes to cars because he had like 300-400 cars on his lot and they were all fucked up. You know what I'm saying? And
is
like
that Chad?
No, I forgot his name. This guy.
The Chad one.
He has the one. Oh, not Chad. Not Chad. I know you're talking about Bad Chad from Canada.
That guy is awesome. Yeah, no, bro.
This dude, he has, they call him White Reggae or White Jamaican. He has
I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Bro, this show is so genuine. Like, he's such a good guy. And he's, you know, like, you know, it's just the way he talks to everybody, like, so nice to people and shit.
That's like that place in Las Vegas. I know people that went there, they're like, there's nothing in that place.
Oh, you're talking about Porn Star?
Yeah.
They're like, there's nothing. Well, that's 100% scripted. Because
like, there's nothing in that place.
That and all the special people that they had to come in as you know, evaluators and stuff like that.
I'm like, how do you put a show out that's going to be, well, never mind.
Well, think about it, though. Like, when, in the beginning, there's so much, like... openness now when it comes to things. So it's like, we all know the Porn Stars were scripted. We all know that a lot of these things are scripted. Here, ghost hunting videos of places, they are fucking scripted 100%, bro. If you
I've said that for years when he came on.
Bro, I knew that shit from the get-go. I'm like, how does the ghost hunters go onto a site, right? And in 1 hour get a whole bunch of things to happen when you can go on a site for 4 days and get one EVP on your phone or whatever that's probably illegible. Do you know what I'm saying? It's all scripted to the point where, listen, they need to make money and make people attracted to it. So shit like that happens.
And people still watch them shows. It's like...
Bro, I go through it. Like, that's when I'm start... This week, I'm going to start tearing into that shit, like, to look at stuff, like, doing videos on a lot of stuff. Because there's, like... I constantly have a problem with the spirit boxes. Like, I can't deal with... There's some dude on YouTube that's like, we're going to talk to this person tonight. Or we're talking... Yo, they even had at one point where it was like, we're talking to Jesus through a spirit box. How stupid are... Like, I'm not going to say stupid, bro, because there's people that believe in this shit, I guess. But how could you sit there and think that he's actually talking to Jesus is coming through your speaker box? Or, like, people who passed away from years ago. This one dude is on YouTube, and I'm like, I was watching it, and I'm like, bro, how are you making any money? You're making tons of money off of people.
Hey, here goes one. Josh Gates. He does Destination Truth.
Oh, that. Oh, you know,
he's like, oh, I'm God. Like, this guy is so annoying. Like, bro, give me a break
for years. For years for that, bro. He's been on it for years. You know what I'm saying?
But he does other shows that are like, man.
Like five other shows.
Yeah, I'm like, man, this show's great.
Yeah.
And then he goes, I'm like, don't do that.
Well, you know what is they stretch them out so far to other content. And everybody, you're doing how many other things? Like, you know.
Because I watched one of his shows. I used to watch one of his shows. I was like, man, this show's actually really good. Like, he'd be like. Be like Mythbusters, like one of them things.
I like Mythbusters. I like that show. Yeah,
but they're like, I like Mythbusters. I like when they do like crazy shit.
Yeah,
with the cars and stuff. And look, it's a myth.
Right.
I'm like, no kidding.
Yeah, well, they're actually proving that it can never happen.
Yeah,
or it can happen.
Yeah,
they can prove it either or. Like, you know what I mean? But that's cool to watch because like you're sitting there like, oh shit, you know what? I always thought that. Let me see if they're gonna actually prove it or disprove it. You know what I'm saying?
There's a lot of stuff I'm like, man, Jesus, that was fake.
Yeah, it's like, well, you know what? What's good about it is the was that Savage, Fred Savage, I think it is, or some shit. That's the guy. He, they're both like into Hollywood special effects and all that other shit. So they know what they're doing. Like, so if it can be faked, they're gonna know how to fake it, or they're gonna know how to do it. I love they did that one on the moon landing. And they were like, is this, made in the Hollywood basement, like, and this and that. And I forgot what it was. I forgot what it came out as being and shit like that. But I think they proved it could be done in the Hollywood. You know what I'm saying?
By the way, they did it. One with the duct tape bridge. They did a duct tape bridge to see if you could walk across it. And the one walked across it and the other guy fell.
Oh, shit. I guess it's 50-50 for the bridge.
Yeah. He goes, it could be done.
Yeah.
It could be done. But you're not going to get a car over it.
Oh, no,
goes,
no,
there's no possible way. He goes, I walked over it, and I almost fell.
They did that. They myth-busted that, that thing with that dude with the boat when they put the Flex Seal all over the boat.
Yeah, yes.
Remember they that, did that too. That fucking thing went down like a submarine.
And you buy it. What are you talking about?
Oh, I did it for the pool.
And it doesn't work.
And it didn't work on the fucking pool either, bro.
No.
Holy shit, bro. Duct tape worked better than that fucking Flex Seal shit.
I told you that it was fake.
Bro, but you know what? And they still sell it at Lowe's,
he's making
though.
Billions and millions of dollars off of it.
Yeah,
and they sell it at Walmart. They sell it at Lowe's. They sell it at Ace.
They got the spray foam one,
and
too.
It don't work.
It don't work, At the end of the day, it don't work, no. Believe me, it don't work.
Even in Gorilla Tape, they're like, oh, your Gorilla Tape. No, it does not work.
Nah, it doesn't work, bro.
If you want something done, get crazy glue.
Yeah,
crazy glue works for everything.
And then, like, even for the pool thing, the best is to get that underwater cement.
Yeah.
That shit that, like, the divers use. Because that shit works.
Why would you buy that? It does not work.
I remember the first time when I took one of those pool patch kits, and I was sitting there with the pool patch kit, and it said, take the kit, then put the glue on it, and the glue is waterproof, so when you put it in the thing, it's supposed to stick. So
yeah, like, and it was floating the next day.
Yo, I put that shit in. I didn't put water on it. There was no water on the patch, like on the hole. So I did that. I let it stick. It stuck the whole night. I filled the pool up with water, and then the fucking patch was floating across the bed. Holy shit, I was so pissed off because I was still pissing at the side of my pool. I was like, bro, I can't fucking win. It's like, and then I'm like, I'm going to change the liner next year, but I don't want to change it this year. The pool's already got water in it. You know what I mean? But I ended up just cutting another pool liner, like, and then getting water concrete cement.
Actually,
thing.
What we should do next time, we should get a tarp.
Yeah.
Do the tarp first, then do the pool liner over it.
What do you mean?
Put a tarp down first, like a tarp.
Oh, underneath the pool.
Underneath the, like, no, no.
Yeah,
no,
underneath the liner.
The liner.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll never have a leak.
Right, but the leaks actually are coming on the sides.
Rob, how old is that?
Well, the aluminum's got to go. Yeah. The aluminum has to go. The aluminum's like, it's as thin as your beer can. You know what I'm saying?
We could do that, right? I've done that.
I'm like the kid. You know, here's the problem. If the kids were younger,
nobody uses
a fucking pool. So
I think me and you use it more than they do.
Right. So I mean, you know, like the kids last year, they really fucking got me. They were like, it's all right. Because I told them we were so busy with shit. I was like, we're not opening pool till later. I'm not gonna have it for Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I was like, it'll be later. And then all of a sudden, they were like, what? The pool's not gonna be open? What, are you kidding me? I was like, okay, I'll rush putting the liner in and doing all that other shit because I know I need the liner and all that.
I was here for that too. Yeah.
So I put the whole fucking pool together with you and everything else. We put the pool together.
It was me and Charlotte.
Yep. We had the pool running. Everything was good. And now one of those motherfuckers went in that pool a month. For a month they weren't in that pool. I was like, you guys could look out your windows and see the beautiful pool with the beautiful new liner, everything working fine. And you guys are still not using it. You know what? I fucked up this year. I didn't bring the pump in. I didn't bring the electric pump in. I'm gonna take it in tomorrow, and I'm gonna douse it down with WD-40, like the pump, the motor itself. Luckily, we haven't had bad snow.
You should actually just put a tarp.
I should have could have put it on so many things in my life. And you know, that's just part of like one of them. And honestly, I didn't think about it till now.
We should actually take the pool down and get a hot tub.
Yeah, you can do that too. But I seriously.
Here he comes. Here comes the maniac. Oh my God, Brooke, are you drunk?
I heard him upstairs. How's he feeling?
Bruce. He's better.
What's the matter? You sick?
What, you sick?
Yeah, he was in the doctor's the other day.
Aww.
Bark.
Hey, Brucey.
I can smell you too.
You look good, Bruce.
He's so fat.
Yeah.
Not right. He's 32 pounds.
Wow, he was 24 last time.
Yeah.
Bro, 24. He went from 24 to 32 in a month?
In 2 weeks.
Oh.
Watch how tall he gets now.
Holy he's shit. Fat.
Yo, he's going to be big, bro.
He's going to be pulling your car down
once
a block.
Once he hits that 50 mark, there's no stopping now. No stopping.
They usually cut out at like 65.
Yeah. Well, to do that in 2 weeks?
You won't be able to pick him up after that.
Holy shit.
I can barely pick him up now. He's fat.
Holy shit. He's in. Wow.
He's going to be a big dog, I'm telling you.
Once he hits that 50 mark, bro.
Oh, he didn't even grow yet.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, every time she brings him back, like when he comes back from Demetrius' house, I'm sitting there, I'm like, did you get bigger? I'm like, it looks like you got bigger. Like, you know what I'm saying? And shit like that.
Well, last week, I was like, wow. I was like, damn, he grew.
Yeah. I haven't seen him like 3 days this week so far because he went to the doctors and then they said that he couldn't be around dogs for like 24, 48 hours because he was taking pills.
Oh.
Because he had some kind of lung infection because he was hawking like... He sounded like he had, like, the croup or some shit, like the kids have when they're young.
They have it's called kennel cough.
Yeah,
it's not, kennel cough could kill them. No, I don't want that to happen.
No, he had something, but they were giving him big tablet medicines, like, I guess they were antibiotics, and they had to crush him up in his food, and he's a horse, so he eats anything. So he couldn't be, like, he couldn't come here to be around Cooper for 2 days, like, so... Oh yeah, that's what I said that. I was like, oh, that's a shame. Cooper gets a break. What? This dog doesn't trample him. You know what I mean? What was it? 4 days ago, I let them out, and I was she was at work, and I was watching him, and I was like, damn, I was like, I gotta let this dog out before he pisses on everything, right? So I let Cooper out, and you know, of course, Bruce has come running after him, jump on him. And Cooper now is small compared to that dog. So Cooper tries to bite out his neck. And Bruce just stood there like this, like, serious? Serious. I'm about to jump right on top of you.
All Cooper has to do is bite his, you know what? Yeah. And Bruce would never bother him again. Right.
But,
I had a black lab pit bull I rescued.
Yeah.
And a chihuahua did that to him. Mm-hmm. Yo, he was scared of every dog that he walked
in. Oh, those chihuahuas, little vicious motherfuckers.
It was so crazy. I was like, yo, you're a big-ass dog. Why don't you chop on him? And he wouldn't.
Yeah.
Bro. But I did not trust him around the kids.
No.
I was like, yo, he was a good dog.
Yeah.
And Autumn and Maya were around.
Yeah.
He was good with them.
Yeah.
But I didn't trust him around any other kids.
Well, that's why we got to, like, still feel out Bruce, too, about that. You know, he's a great dog. He don't bite. He likes to play, bite.
But the thing is, he was a black lab pit bull mixed.
Right.
I don't know where he came from. We rescued him. Right. Out of a
Well, it's just
shelter.
Like with Cooper. Like, Cooper, you couldn't trust Cooper around kids. Like our kids, yeah, but, like, other kids, if they start putting their hands in his face or something, he would tear them up, you know?
He was just
fucking stupid.
And the day he ate my table leg, I was like, you're done. You're out. Now.
That's what he does. He chews, but that's
and
why
I,
we...
And I, exactly what I did. I was like, he ate the whole bottom of the table leg. Like, the whole... Like, my table was going like this.
Right.
I was like, how did you chew through that?
Yeah.
And I was like, you're done. And then he went over to this, he lived with a lady in Staten Island. She was like 80-something years old. The dog, he was the best dog for her.
Well, we had that, what was it, that Rottweiler, Hershey mix with the, I forgot what he was mixed with. But he grew so fast and so big, we couldn't even, bro, it was just crazy. Like, waking up to... human shit plus. Like, it was huge dumps everywhere, eating everything. So luckily, they were looking for a dog. Well, Dina's cousins in Pennsylvania were looking for a dog for the farm, for the barn. They already had a dog, but they wanted another dog, a big dog. And, you know, he was a Rottweiler, so he, you know, he was a mix, though. He wasn't full. And we were like, listen, you know, we have a dog. You know, so Artie called them up, and they live in, where are they? Stroudsburg, East Stroudsburg, or whatever. And they were like, we have a dog that, you know, we don't want to bring him back to the shelter where we got him from.
Yeah.
And so she was like, what kind of dog this and that? And I was like, I think he's only a year old, a year or two old. She was like, yeah, bring him up here. She's like, yeah, yeah. She goes, that kind of dog, that young? Yeah, yeah, bring him up, bring him up.
Yeah, you could train him.
Yeah, yeah. So we brought him up, and, you know, luckily they took him, and we didn't have to deal with that. And, you know, he was a great dog, but we couldn't. That was when we had the house up here on 40th Street up the block. He was a great dog, but we had the house sized for him. But like,
but the problem is you don't have the yard.
Yeah, we definitely didn't have the yard
running space.
Yeah, that dog that one fucking day, bro. I blew up one of those big Inditex bulls in the backyard, right? And that's the ones like, you know, you just have the ring that fills with air. And I blew it up. It was a big pool because we had a big part back there that we used. And he jumped into the pool with me while I was in the pool. I was like, all right, cool. And then he bit the liner. Inside liner. He bit the inside liner and bit a hole through the middle of it. And the minute he bit through the liner, the pool exploded because it let it go of everything. So the rush of water, luckily the cellar doors were closed. The rush of water, I grabbed the dog and I had the dog in my lap and we went and we slid down the driveway. Bro, almost like halfway, bro, I had cuts all over my back and my sides. I was all cut up from the gravel. But the rush of all the water, because we were on a little incline, all that fucking rush, dude. I got in the house. I was bleeding all over the place. I was like, the dog's done.
I was like, that's it.
I had a full rider. I had a German Rottweiler when I lived on 3rd Street.
Yeah,
2nd Street.
It's beautiful. The dogs are beautiful. Like when they get full size and shit, it's beautiful.
He would kick me out of my own bed.
Yeah,
like he just push against the wall and just like push his whole body. I'm like,
right.
Yo, you're an asshole. Yeah. I'd be like, you're an asshole.
And then they'll growl at you, like you're trying to move him.
Yo, yeah, I'm like, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, give you one kick out of the fucking bed.
I'm like, I'll grab his tail and be like, I'll grab his jaw and I'll be like, come here.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you going to do?
Yeah, yeah.
You're not going to do anything.
Right.
I said, but if he bit me, I would have done it.
Yeah.
But he never did. He never attacked me.
Yeah.
He attacked Nikki.
Well, Dushinsky? I think everything attacks Nikki Dushinsky.
No, I told him not to put his hands in my car.
Yeah.
And he went to pet him because he knew Goliath.
Yeah.
And I guess because he was in the car.
Yeah.
And he got a nip here.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like,
well, he nipped him, tell him to stay out, basically.
But he was, like, so protective of the car.
Right. Well, he's protective where he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
So when I brought him down vets and everybody was coming around, he was fine. He let everybody pet him. Everybody could pet him, except for one kid. He was like, arr, arr, arr.
He probably sensed or smelled something
like,
on the kid.
Then. Yo. Whoa. I was like, do not come near this dog. I'm like, yo, he's going to. I was like, he's going to break through the chain and he's going to, yeah. He's going to break through the chain and kill you.
Dogs are just like anybody else. They Did I even lose my mic? No. Mic's on.
I was like, and he liked everybody. Like, right. He liked everybody. Except for my roommate, Bruce, at the time.
What Bruce?
Bruce Anderson. When I lived with the kid that I knew. He went right through. I had a chain on him. He broke the chain, went right through the chair. Bruce picked up the chair. He just went right through the chair and got him. I was like, thank God his head got stuck in that chair. Then I had to break the chair apart. I'm like trying to break the chair apart around his head.
I wonder, like, sometimes, like, when we talk about old people or old names, like people we grew up with, like, where the hell they are, especially when you know, I don't look for people on Facebook and shit, but...
Oh, me either.
But, you know, there's a lot of people, like, I used to talk to and shit that I don't... You know,
like, that kid that used to hang out uptown. Remember, he used to hang out uptown, and Dave Sharkey used to try to beat him up all the time? The kid with the glasses? On 47th Street? He used to jump the fence all the time?
Dave Sharkey used to chase so many people.
No, it was one kid that Dave did not like. And he used to try to hang out with us.
I don't remember.
And he jumped in that little park area on 40. He jumped the fence and Dave would chase him down the block. I'm like, Dave, the kid didn't do nothing. He's like, I don't like him. I don't care. I don't like him.
There was a couple of people. I probably remember.
I just can't remember that kid's name.
Yeah. There's been so many people like growing up, like even now, like some people like I know that people were made fun of or punked in the days. Like I see them on Facebook and shit and I'm like, captain in the U.S. Army. I'm like, oh shit.
Thanks to us.
Yeah, I was like, I'm like, damn. I think we had a little bit of getting you there. Let me fix this mic a little better.
Danny Gear never.
Danny Gear was always, he was cool. He's still cool, you know?
I still talk to him.
Yeah, I talk to him too. He don't talk as much as he used to talk. Like,
well, he's going through a lot of...
Right. It is what it is. Everybody goes through some shit.
He's always working at night.
Yeah.
And when I work at night, I call him.
He was doing volunteer shit too and crap. So he was doing two things, like, you know what I mean? I know Pat does that sometimes too. When he works, he's the paramedic, and then he does the volunteer shit. And just like, you know, like a lot of people volunteer to be volunteer firefighters. You know what I mean? You're volunteering your time. You're an actual firefighter, but you're just you don't get
some
paid.
Some places in Jersey, yeah. Some places in Jersey have that. Mm-hmm. That you're a volunteer firefighter, and they're like EMTs or real firefighters somewhere else.
Yeah,
but. As soon as that alarm goes off, you got to be there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you got to live right near, like, a mile, not even half a mile away from that firehouse.
My friend, for what I did this, the shirts for the Nutley, my friend lives up there close to the firehouse. And every so once in a while when he's on shift, like, they're not on, they have enough firefighters up there.
Yeah.
But the volunteer squad, if they are on as volunteers, and if it's a 3-alarm fire or some shit, they got to be there.
Like, so, what's his name?
They drive their car to the fire, and they...
Like, you know. The guy, Bill.
Right. Bill from the Boulevard. Yeah.
He's a volunteer.
Yeah.
But he...
But he volunteered at everything. Volunteered in that, EMT, that...
But he's certified in all them.
Yeah, and things. Auxiliary police, too. Yeah. Bill was that was when Bayonne had the auxiliary police at one time. You know? And they drove around in an AUX car.
Yeah.
It was like... Yo, imagine being a real cop and be like, oh, here they come. Here come the aux.
But they never really bothered anybody. Like,
nah,
like
they did traffic.
They patrolled the, like, vets or, like, the parks.
Yeah, or you see them directing traffic and shit. I remember that back in the day. It was, like, a couple cars. My dad used to be like, they'd be like, oh, be careful, watch out, here they come. They can't arrest you, they got to call a real cop.
But a lot of people, they, a lot of, like, even Bill, the guy's great. Love that guy.
Yeah. And he's a good guy. He's a good dude.
It's like, he'll do anything for anybody.
Right. No, he's just generally a good guy. Yeah. He's a good guy. He had, they had the, what was that? Like the Hudson County Rescue Squad or something.
Yes.
Or that was what they were, yeah. Because this is the same.
I think he still does.
Yeah, the Masons, they have the Masons have the, was it like the Hudson County Fire canteen and all that, the relief thing and shit like that. They have the same thing, you know what I mean? Well, it's not Masons, but a lot of the Masons are on that.
Well, I remember we were driving up, and Bill was like, follow me. It was me and Anthony, and we were following him, and there was a car accident, and he pulled over. So I was like, what are we doing? And he was like, well, we gotta follow him, but I don't know where he actually lives.
Yeah.
And we pulled over, and he got out of the car and like took everything out of his car. I was like, wow, your pop is like amazing. Like,
yeah,
he was the first one on the scene. He's seen the accident.
Well, you know what? Like, it's good. Like, if you are like, you know, the whole deal. Like, it's hard. Like, you think about, especially like when something like that, right? So, say if you're life or death, like you're the only one person standing in front of, you know, the Grim Reaper taking you, right? You know what I'm saying? And if you are that, like, you are beyond trained to do stuff like that, you know. That's like something like, if, you know, I would be afraid because, you know, even though if I was trained, but I wasn't a true EMT or a paramedic or something like that, and I came on the scene, because, you know, you're not really protected by your job or anything else. And be like, you know, if you saved the person's life, kudos to you. You know what I'm saying? Of course, people are going to know you for doing that, but God forbid if something happens.
He goes like this. I've been on so many of these. He goes, I'm so used to it. He goes, I take classes every month on it.
Oh, yeah. No, they got to go. Yeah, there's like, things all the time.
He's like,
yeah.
I'm in that class every month.
I would love, like, I always wanted to, like, get involved into more into that stuff like that, but I don't have the time. And, you know, I can't, like, I barely have the time for myself. And it's like, I don't have the time. I don't even have time to go back to the Mason's Lodge to do anything. I can't even volunteer because I don't know where I'm going to be. Do you know what I'm saying?
I remember pulling up when he had the house up on off of 78.
Mm-hmm.
He had 3 trucks, 2 cars. I'm like, oh, what the hell's going on?
Right.
He's like, I got all the sirens. He's hooking everything up.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing? He was like, I'm hooking up my new truck. Now he's back here in Bayonne.
Well, it's like, I don't, like, even for them, like, I know that they still, even though, like, they're doing this stuff.
And I think he still does it.
Yeah, I don't think they could still, I don't think they could use the red and blue lights anymore, though. They can.
No, he never used red and blue. He used, it was
orange, right?
Yeah, orange and yellow.
Yeah, yeah. Because, like I even said something, like, to.
But he has all the stickers.
Right, yeah. Oh. I said something, because I was in Staten Island, and I was driving, and I heard, like, sirens. So, I, like, was turning. I didn't see any ambulance or fire truck. I didn't see nothing, right? I didn't see nothing. And I made the turn to go up a block, and this car cut me off. It was a minivan, and it had lights in the back of the minivan with a light in the front, red and blues. And I was like, bro, I was like, who the fuck is this dude cutting me off in a minivan, bro? Like, this is definitely not a cop, bro. I pulled up. That shit wasn't a cop. It was one of those private, police, like the, like, you know, like the Jewish people have their own security in force. Yeah. It was one of them. And it had the Jewish stickers on the side. It said security. I was like, bro, I was like, but it was small. It was on the bottom. And I was like, so this dude is being a cop. Like, why is he rushing to, what is he rushing to? Like, yo, you could have, I didn't even see you coming. Like, I didn't even see you, bro. And you got, like, whoop, 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 whoop. You know, you got the whoop, whoop.
No, see, that's wrong.
You can't, like, you
that's
can't.
That's a person that you know, a cop.
Yeah, you're, like, bro. Like, I understand, like, have, maybe your religion allows you to do something like that, but, yo.
They have so many laws over here that they don't have to do that.
If a cop wants to, bro, that is impersonating 100%. Do you know what I'm saying? 100%, bro. And, you know, I guess your religion can protect you from getting away with that, but, yo. I couldn't do that shit. Red or blue on mine. Yo, you ever watch these videos on YouTube with them pulling over people? Like,
was,
kids that are trying to be cops or
there was
whatever?
A guy, there was a guy that pulled over people and was, like, raping them.
Yeah.
And he had red and blues, and he had a badge and everything.
Yeah.
He was an impersonated cop.
Yeah.
He's in jail.
Bro, I watch those videos, bro. I have them set up on my, that's, like, one of my top things, like, the impersonating police shit and stuff. Like, remember that that dude DeWitt, that guy that was in Florida? He was a funeral director, a funeral thing. You gotta look him up, man. His name is DeWitt, and he has this security company, and they do mostly funeral escorts. And this guy believes he's a cop, and bro, he has the whoop whoop, he has the lights, he has all the shit, and he fights with the police, and it's just, it's hilarious. And the cops are like, bro, you are not a cop. Stop. You're like, you know, he's like, I'm not a cop. I'm this and that, but I was this. And he's a pathological liar. And first he says he's in the military. He dresses up like, oh, dude, it's crazy.
Oh, I hate them people.
Bro, they have, oh, yeah, bro, you get them all the time, like trying to get discounts and shit like that. And, you know, I watch, there's some guy on YouTube. You should look him up. He's a sniper. He's a Don Shipley. Yo, you look him up, Don Shipley, sniper. What he does is that Navy SEAL sniper. Navy SEAL sniper. He's a real Navy SEAL, and he's what he does is his he does shit for the government, like, you know, he does tons of shit. Yeah. But his main thing is
catching fake military.
Catching fake Navy SEALs. And because, like, you know, the wearing the tridents, you know, a Navy SEAL is like one of the top of the Navy. Like, you are
sure.
You are like Green Beret kind of shit of, like, you know, you are the top. And, like, he will go, and, like, when people say that I'm a Navy SEAL trying to get a job, this and that, and the minute they say Navy SEAL, they call Don Shipley. And they say to him, and say, listen, we have a guy that's trying to get a job. He says he's a Navy SEAL. He is WD-14 or 12 or whatever it is. Looks like it's
made up, it's fake, or some shit like that. Can you please look him up? Yo, his show, his YouTube videos are funny as fuck. Because he calls them. And he'll be like, hey, what's going on? I'm just verifying your contacts. And going, yeah, man, do you know what class you went to Buds? You know, the training thing for them. And they're like, yeah, yeah, I went to Buds in 1982. It was like class 123. Okay, hold on a sec. Let me look. Hey, guy, do you know that class 123 graduated in 1992? do you want to try again? What do you mean? Do you want to give me a different date or a different class? You know, you're saying you're a Navy SEAL, so I want to verify it. Like, you know, this and that. Be like, no, I'm sorry. No, I actually was 92. I was on this one. You go, okay, I'm looking at the class right now, the graduating class. Boy, I know like three of these guys. You're not there. Let me look you up. I was in the Navy, this and that. Okay, hold on, this and that. He has the rights like to go into the Navy thing and to do the shit. So he looks at him and goes, ah, yeah, you were on a boat.
Cleaning the bathrooms.
I don't see you, Navy SEAL. Yeah, you want to try again? Want to tell me one more time that you're a Navy SEAL? Oh, they said, all right, well, do you know who you're talking to? You're talking to Don Shipley, Navy SEAL, Class 121 Buds. You know what I'm saying? Oh, he's so good, man. He's so good. Like, do you want to...
No, it's like, ridiculous. Like, they buy the shit out of friggin' Army-Navy stores, and they think they're, like, military, and they put patches on.
Right.
I watch videos all the time. I'm like, the guy's like, oh, your flag's upside down. No, it's not.
Yeah.
I'm a Marine. I know... Your flag's upside down.
Yeah.
It's on the wrong shoulder.
Yeah.
No, it's not. They're like, where did you graduate from?
Yeah.
And they're like, he's like, no.
Yeah.
You're not.
Yeah. There, a lot of times they're like, let me see your DD-214, or let me see your ID. Let me see this and that. Where were you stationed at? What are you doing? This and that. All this other crap and things like that. And, yo, it's probably more of the fact of being a sickness, like, for people trying to be somebody that they're actually not. Like, instead of just being yourself and being good at yourself, then being, you know, bad at somebody else's kind of idea. And especially
when people fought for this country.
Right. When people fought and died and shit.
Died for this country.
And then they come back here and they get treated like shit. Like, you know, like my father tells me stories all the time when they came back from Vietnam. Like, you know, he was like, you know, you don't even know what the fuck went over in Vietnam, that what we did and what we had to go through. He was like, you know, my lungs are fucked up from the goddamn Agent Orange that they sprayed on top of us. He says, going up a Ho Chi Minh trail, well, where the fuck were? He was like, and then, you know, he was like, I almost died. He says, my gun jammed. He says, and luckily the guy that was behind me blew the guy's head off. He was like, you know, he says, the M16, how many times I've shot it, didn't jam. All of a sudden this time it decided to jam on me. He was like, you know, and he was like, the shit that we go through. He says, and then we came back here and they were cursing at us, spitting at us. He's like, you come back and we got all these hippie lovers. He's like, peace man and all this other shit while we were out there shooting and killing people. He goes, for, you know, you think about it, we shouldn't even have been there. It was basically a war state of being policing.
Yeah, my Uncle Frankie.
Yeah, and he was like, you know, you come back. He goes, now I have a lifetime of shit that I have to deal with, you know, lungs and all that crap. And then that goes to another thing, too. Like, I probably shouldn't even say it on the thing, though. But whatever. The, you know, the whole pharmaceutical thing, the whole thing is, it's such a fucking scam. And, like, they try to, like, even for, like, you know, person is, you know, my father's age, like, and his lung condition, right? So, you know, basically what the government, I'm not going to say government. Let's just put it the powers that be, right? What they want from you is they want you to work all your life. They want you to amass a fortune, and they want to take it from you at the end of the day. Yep. And not only take it from you at the end of the day as taxes and shit, but then when you get old and you need health care, they want your money. Do you know what I'm saying? And they want it all because they know what you got. You know, unless you're hiding shit under your bed in a cardboard box.
It's like when you put your parents into like a home. All right, what do they have?
Yep, sign off.
Sign off. No.
Right.
No, not at all.
Unless you want to pay out of pocket. I'll
pay out of pocket.
My dad's treatment is $2,000 a month for his lungs. And like he said, I can't afford it. He goes, because we were talking about the breathing machine, the CPAP. And because now he was like, bro, he says, can you believe how old I am? He goes, and now all of a sudden they're going to tell me I need to go for a sleep study. He goes, a sleep study after how many fucking years?
I got a CPAP machine at home. Yeah. I'll give it to him.
Yeah. Well, it's
all he needs is new hoses.
Yeah. And well, it depends on. See, the new machines, they have Wi-Fi hookup. So what it does is that. Yep. Monitoring. Yep.
Mine does too.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, because this one.
But it has a card. You just bring it to your doctor.
No. This one has the doctors can watch you from the house. If you have Wi-Fi, it automatically updates to their website.
No, I don't have that one.
Yeah, it's crazy as shit.
I'll bring it over. I'll show you. It's probably $4,500.
Right.
They're like, you can send it back. I was like, no, my insurance paid for it. I'm not sending it back.
Yeah, why should you? Yeah.
I said, I never used it. I used it twice. You know what happened to the mask? It was on the floor.
Oh. Well, bro, the mask dries up and it gets brittle and shit.
Well, I had the nose one, I had the mouth one, I had the, it was like top of the line ones. I'm like, yo, these shits don't work.
I think my anxiety would go crazy if I had a mask on my face. I don't think I could sleep like that.
That's not even the worst part. The worst part is going to get the test in the hospital.
Right. Or do it at home.
Because that's a finger one. If it don't read, you have to go to the hospital. They never tell you that.
Is it a finger one? But they said there's a mask on it.
No, it's a finger one.
Yeah.
And you put it in your finger.
Yeah.
And you hook a wrist thing up to you. And it reads your...
Oh, just like the shit on the wrist at nighttime. Yeah.
It doesn't work.
Right.
So if it doesn't work for you, then you have to go to the hospital.
Right.
And get a sleep study.
Yeah.
Bro, that sleep study, 2 hours.
Yeah.
The guy was like, all right, you got to go to bed. I'm like, it's 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm a longshoreman.
Yeah.
I don't go to bed till 12. Yeah. 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, but you're not going to get a full night's sleep. I was like, I haven't had a full night's sleep since I'm 10 years old.
Right.
They're like, he's like, what do you mean? I was like, dude.
Well, people don't realize, like, you don't get, there's no such thing as like 8 hours sleep, bro. I'm sorry.
Guys never get 8 hours sleep.
No. I'm lucky if I get 6. Yeah. I'll be lucky. I set my clock, like, I set the sleep thing on this thing for 6.5 hours. I rarely even get to 6.5 hours. If I get 5 hours of decent sleep,
then sometimes I get 3.
Yeah.
I can go to bed at 10 and be up by like 12:30, 1 o'clock.
But we're the unhealthiest motherfuckers.
And then I go to work the next day. They're like, did you sleep last night? I was like, no.
I think the whole East Coast is the most unhealthiest motherfuckers because, you know, or just this area of New York City, New Jersey, all this tri-state area.
No, my thing is, I think is because when I was younger, I used to hang out all night. Go to work, hang out all night, go to work, hang out all night, go to work.
Yeah, but we hustled the shit. That's
But I always went to work.
Right. But we hustled the shit and we did so many nighters. We hung out, did so many like parties and then went to work the next day with no sleep. So
it's like, dude, my body's used to it.
Yeah, once you get into the all right, so you haven't done it in a long time, right? But then all of a sudden you do it again, and it's like your body's like, oh, yeah, I remember this. Yeah. Hey. Like, you're getting older. Can you stop? You know what I mean?
But I know, like, even my uncles, they would go to bed at 8 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock at night, and be up at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
I'm like, what are you doing up?
Right.
And they'd be like, oh, I'm used to it.
Yeah, but, you know, you think about all the strain, like, the strain that we put on our hearts and everything else doing that shit, bro, at the end of the day. You know what I mean?
It's crazy because...
You're killing yourself from the inside.
My uncle Walter worked... I remember growing up, he worked two jobs and went to school. And he would go take a nap, get up, work another job, take a nap, work another job, go to school. I'm like...
Yeah. That was a hustling. That's the hustle. You know what I'm saying? And now I don't mind. Like I said, I love working. I don't care about. I love to go to work, and I love doing this shit.
And that's where stuff. I think I learned it from because I never had my father was never around.
Yeah.
So I think I learned it from like my uncle Walter. It's like, oh, I could do this.
Yeah.
I could go to sleep 2 hours and get up.
Of course.
That's
back what then we had Jolt too.
No, I was doing it. I was doing it up to 3 years ago and doing the lines for the ships.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah.
I can't do this shit anymore, man.
Well, that's the same thing with me. Like 50, 60 hours a week, bro. I was like, I can't do it no more, man.
No, it was even like that. It was like my body was shutting down like 8 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
I get it at 6 o'clock. I'm like, yo, I need to sleep.
Right. Well, that's me then, too, yeah.
Then I'll tell my boss, I'll be like, yo, I can't do lines anymore. He's like, what do you mean? I was like, I can't do this anymore.
Right.
I was like, my body's not... built for like.
What was that? 3 hours on, 3 hours off shit?
No, I would go tie up, ship up at 2 o'clock. He'd be like, oh, I'll be here at 6. So I get home at 2 o'clock. I'm not going to sleep.
Right, I can't. See, you already wired.
Wide awake.
Wired, yeah.
Got to take a shower.
The shower, fuck that. That wakes you up even more.
But as soon as I went near the water, I had to take a shower.
Right. it's the salt. Yeah.
No, it was even that. I don't even think it was that. It was like, I'll take a shower before I go to work.
Yeah.
And as soon as I get back. And I'm like, yo, this is disgusting. I need to take a shower.
Right. Well, the smell off the fish, it depends. You know?
And it's like, and it'd be like, what are you doing? You just took a shower before you went. I'm like, yeah, but now I need to take a shower after.
Yeah, because you smell like the dirtiest catch. Yeah.
And she's like, but you just went to work. You were there for an hour. I'm like, I feel dirty.
Right.
And then I'll wake myself up. I'm like, here we go. I'll be there for another 12 hours. I'll be like, oh, I'm not doing
it. Bro, when I get into like this week, bro, I'm not going to lie. Once the storm hit and then we were working the storm, which was a fucking nightmare of a day to work. Thank God it wasn't that bad. But it was a nightmare to work. Yo, once the storm hit, bro, I swear to God, I came home, did whatever, went to sleep. I didn't take a shower for like 3 days. I was so tired, a beat up, bro, that, like, you know, thinking about, all right, I got to take the different car tomorrow because my bobsled won't get me to work because I'll get somewhere. The first day of the storm, when I was even driving that little red car to work, I was sliding all over the place because, remember, it wasn't deep enough for them to plow. Like, people are complaining. They're like, they're not plowing. There's nothing for them to plow. They're going to damage their trucks. Plowing that shit, you know.
You come down my block and you.
Not even talking about the damage of the streets. You know, now they dug up so many streets, like just for the construction, and there's metal plates everywhere. Do you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you got to be careful when you plow. And when the problem was that there was like a half an inch of water mix, like slush. Then on top of that, it snowed. So it was like. Even that little red car, bro, the braking system, you know, the ABS thing, whatever, was working the entire time going to work. Like, I was like, God forbid, like, imagine if I took the Audi. I would have just drove. All I had to do was drive real fast on Avenue C, hit the brakes, and just slid all the way to the bridge, bro. Because there was no way that I was stopping anywhere. And
My Pathfinder. My Pathfinder has bold tires on the front. Yo, I went around and turned on 40th Street.
That's dangerous, bro. Yeah. Well, see, that's even with your four-wheel drive assist and all that shit.
But it catches.
It catches, but you know what? Those it's only
the outside,
though.
It's only the outside.
Yeah, but you know what? Those outsides where it grips when you're losing it. You wait for it to grip the inside, was where you get your traction back. But the Audi has decent tires on the front and it has no fucking traction.
My friend Bobby goes, a mechanic at work, he was like, yo, your alignment's off. I'm like, dude, I have my alignment set every time I get the friggin' tires done.
It's just, yo, there's something with that car.
Yeah, I was like, something with that car. He goes, I have a Honda. He goes, he has a Toyota. He goes, my Toyota's the same way.
Yeah, there's something with that car. It's just the front end. Something's wrong with that front end.
He goes,
the car might be off a little bit, and then
I'm like, dude, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Ever since I had that car.
Right. I mean, you would really have to actually look at the tow and camber and all that shit that when they print it out to you and see how much plus and negatives and shit like that.
Well, I have that on my car.
On what car?
On the Pathfinder. I could do it on my screen.
No, I know. But I'm saying when they rack it, when they put it on a rack and they actually give you those numbers, then you could take it and say, well, listen, you know, it's 23 plus camber on this side, but this side is fine. Then you know that there's a problem.
But it's both sides. It's not just both sides. It's both sides. It's not just one side, it's both sides.
It's weird though, like with four wheel drives, they seem to wear differently. But like even with the
I said what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna buy the most expensive knobby tires.
Mm. But then your drive's gonna be like
would I drive 4 minutes?
Oh, well you mean to work, yeah. But say if you had to drive it on a highway, you'd be fucking shooting yourself.
No, my cousin has knobbies on his Jeep. He goes, I don't even hear it.
What, like a Wrangler?
He has a Jeep, not a Wrangler, with the what is that? The Jeep, the four door with the bed. What's that Jeep called?
Rubicon.
I don't know the one with the bed. I don't know what it's called.
I don't know either. There's so many of them.
But
like
he has knobbies. He goes, I don't even hear it anymore.
Really?
You don't hear no noise and shit like that? It's crazy.
He goes, I don't hear it. A guy at work has one. He goes, I don't hear nothing.
When I changed the tires in the Suburban and I put the thick, they're not four-wheel drive tires, but they were aggressive tires, like for, you know, snow and shit like that. I heard it. Like, it went when we had when I bought the Suburban originally, it came with like driving tires. It didn't come with four-wheel drive tires, and they were like, when you were driving it, it sounded like a car. And I was like, all right, cool. And then when we went to like Pennsylvania and shit, and we were going like camping and all that crap, like, yeah, the car didn't get stuck ever, but it had more of a harder time driving. So when I had to replace the tires, I replaced them with a little aggressive four-wheel drive tire, which was really, you know, a lot of tread on them, which actually probably stayed on the car for eight years afterwards. But when I first got them and I was driving them, bro, all you heard is, like, you're on the highway. It's like,
that wouldn't even bother me because I don't hear that.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't hear that.
Yeah.
Because I work in a machine, so it's like,
yeah.
I don't even hear the radio that's right here.
Right.
Like, it's full blast. I don't even hear it.
Well, yeah, he's zoned out.
They're like, Keith, pick it up. I'm like, are you calling me?
Yeah.
That's like, yeah. I'm like, I didn't hear the radio. I'm like, so I adjusted the volume. I'm like, wait, this is all the way up. I'm like, am I that deaf tone?
No, it's just you probably block it out. Like, I do it too sometimes. Like, I'm at work too. And, you know, I'll have the phone with me, you know, and somebody's trying to call me to go for an outage or something else. And I'm already working, doing something. Like, I'm already in something. Like, I'm doing something. And I'm not paying attention. I didn't hear it. Like, you know, and then I look down, I see missed call. Then I get an email that people are trying to call me. And I'm like, okay, take it easy. Relax. I'm not sitting in the truck looking at, you know, the sky. I'm working, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, maybe I didn't hear the phone. Seriously. And, you know, this end. Sometimes, because I have to have, like, something going at the same time. So, normally, I'm listening to a podcast or some shit while I'm working. So, like Joe Rogan's podcasts are, like, 4 hours long. So, while I'm working, I listen to the Joe Rogan, like, an episode. Like, I just, like, Thursday, I was listening to the Aaron Rodgers episode. So, the entire thing was, like, 3 hours and something. So, you know, I'm up there going from spot to spot, and I'm turning, like, the 3 hour episode, I didn't even listen to the entire thing the whole 8 hours of working. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like, I got to do that and then work at the same time and try to keep my mind going. Like,
I have people sit there all day and talk on a podcast.
Yeah, but did you see his new contract, though? His Joe Rogan got, like, another, they gave him, like, another 120 million Spotify. For yo, I love his podcast. I love his podcast.
People, I never really listened to
it. Yo, them. You got, like, if you're gonna, like, listen to a Joe Rogan podcast, listen to the one with Aaron Rodgers. It just happened. It was like 4 episodes ago or something like that, and they're talking football and this and that. Aaron Rodgers is such a cool guy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, he's a great guy.
Bro, he was talking on his podcast, and he says, and they were like, Joe was like, yo, so happy, man. He goes, I bought tickets to come see you on the first Jets game. And Aaron goes, well, you know how that ended up. And he goes, and he starts laughing. Joe starts laughing. He goes, bro. He goes, seriously. He goes, yeah. He goes, I got 3 snaps. He goes, I got into the fourth. He says, and I felt the back of my fucking leg. He goes, I felt that rip, that tear.
Well, look at Drake Greenlaw.
Yeah.
Ran onto the field.
Yeah.
And he did it.
Yeah, well, yeah, he tripped. He tripped over his foot or some shit. But check this out. So then Aaron was
talking. ACL tear.
Yeah. So he was talking about it, and he was like, and it was like, yeah, he says, you know, I was rushing to, he says, I was getting all this medical. He says, I was getting stem cells. I was getting all this other stuff so that I could, like, get back into the game, like, so that we could, you know, hopefully have a chance. He was like, you know, I'm playing. He goes, I'm not talking bad about the other quarterbacks and stuff. He says, but, you know, and Joe was like, oh, you know the game better than probably anybody. And Aaron was like, yeah, I do. He goes, and he was like, I was trying and trying. And then they were just tanking left and right. And then I said to myself, it's not even worth it.
Yeah.
He goes, why am I rushing to get back in it? The team is tanking. He goes, and, you know, okay, you could blame me for, like, you know, for not being there. He goes, but it's a team effort. Like, you know, and I was on the sidelines working with, you know, Zach. He says, I was constantly doing stuff. He says, but I can't train you to be an Aaron Rodgers. He goes, I can't train you to be me.
Yeah.
You're yourself. So all the years of football and the stuff that I know and all the other stuff and little cheats and this and that from whatever, he goes, I can't teach you that. You got to learn that yourself, bro. Oh, it was such a good podcast. But then they start talking about everything. Like, they go into, like, space aliens. And, yo, Aaron Rodgers is the conspiracy person. Like, if you want to, like,
He is funny to listen to, bro. Because
that's like they're saying Brock Purdy is not a good quarterback. I'm like,
Brock Purdy is a good quarterback. Here's the problem, though. People, San Francisco's got so many weapons on that.
That's the problem.
So here's the deal.
People want the ball more.
Right.
How are you gonna pass the ball more to Debo, Brandon Ayuk, Juan
Jennings? You have so many people in San Francisco. You have so many weapons for Purdy. He has so many options, bro. They're saying because of those options, it makes Purdy a good quarterback. Okay. There was other quarterbacks in that same position before Purdy there.
Yeah.
Okay? We could talk about Garoppolo, right?
He had the same weapons.
He had the same weapons, basically. I mean, he had what's his name?
He had Debo Samuel. He had Brandon Ayuk. He had George Kittle. He had Juan Jennings. He had Juszczyk.
And McCaffrey came when Purdy, though, right? McCaffrey came with Purdy. So
McCaffrey came
the last year of Garoppolo.
He came actually the middle of the year.
Oh, it was middle of the year? But he was a rookie. Year.
No, he got traded from Carolina.
Oh, Carolina, that's right.
Yeah.
But, all right, with that, but you still
Garoppolo already got hurt.
Yeah, so you have so many weapons, bro. And what they're saying is if you put him, you put Brock Purdy, like, say, I'm going to talk shit because it's the Giants, I'm the Giants fan. So you put Brock Purdy behind the Giants O-line, Brock Purdy's going to get killed.
Yeah, of course he is.
He's getting killed. So there's nobody that can stand behind an O-line that's fucked like that and have no weapons besides, you know, Saquon Barkley. You know what I'm saying? And a couple, and I'm not going to say they're bad, a couple wide receivers that catch the ball.
We don't really have a good O-line. We have one good guy on O-line. Really think about it. Trent Williams.
Right.
Who else is really good?
Yeah, but your O-line gives him plenty of time to make decisions.
That's because he could move out of the pocket.
Yeah, he can move out of the pocket. Yeah. He can move. He could do shit and stuff like that. But the O-line protects him enough that he has stuff. But he has enough weapons that he can throw. He can play. Listen, San Francisco, the Niners, all they had to do is play the fucking running game against.
Exactly.
That's all they had to do.
And I don't blame that on Brock Purdy. I don't blame that on I blame that on Kyle Shanahan.
Right. Yeah, but you know what? At the end of the day. All right, listen. At the end of the day, you don't have a losing team.
No.
You can't, like, even for Shanahan, you can't, like, they were throwing stones at the motherfucker. But, yo, listen, he got you there. You're at the playoffs, you're at the Super Bowl.
But we were there for Jimmy Garoppolo, too.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Right.
So, and he was there for Falcons.
Right.
The Falcons went.
All right, but what makes him any less than Kansas City's Reed?
Because Reed knows how to do calls.
I was just about to say that because I was like sticking a foot in my mouth. He knows how to play the time game, and he knows how to play the. It's like the dirty football tactics.
The problem is Andy Reid would run the. If Andy Reid was on our team, he'll run the ball the whole game.
Right.
The whole game.
Well, you win that way. I mean, you could win that way. Look at McCaffrey. How many fucking the dude barrels through people.
Kyle Shanahan, rather throw the ball in the fourth quarter.
Right.
You win it. You're winning the game.
There was enough errors happening that
but if you run the ball, you're third and three.
Yeah.
You're gonna throw the ball?
You're gonna run the ball for the 3 yards. Yeah, of course you are. Yeah.
Make a first down.
Well, I mean, look at Kansas City too. They were doing the fourth and downs too. You know what I'm saying? It's just listen, yeah, when it comes to the Super Bowl,
when you got a goddamn guy that could run through the line.
Yeah.
You run the ball.
Right.
Sorry. You run the ball.
Yeah, McCaffrey, yeah.
You run the ball.
That dude is fucking a tank. He's a fucking
tank. So you go 2-3, you go 3-1.
Right.
What are you doing? Going to pass it?
No, 3-1, you can't pass that.
You got to run it.
You got to run it. Or, even a quarterback sneak, a tush push.
what do you do? You're 4th-and-1.
Right.
Go for the field goal.
Yeah.
No, you run the ball. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, come on. I don't blame it on the team.
Nah, but I mean, still, man. I mean, you guys got far, bro. I mean, it is what it is. Yeah. Well, every year you're either there or close to being there. Do you know what I'm saying? At least. Yeah, but you know, Kansas City has, you know, right now they got the perfect team right now. Breaking the action. He's got to take a piss.
Got to get you a portable urinal right there so you can just sit on the seat and just piss into the seat. Then at the night, you'd be dropping a gallon worth of piss in the toilet.
Right. Say, come on. Already, just pick it up.
Right.
Pick up the play calling.
Well, it's the same. We say the same shit about the ball too. Like, you know, it's like, you know, now, you know,
do something smarter.
Yeah, it's. You know, it's hard. Like when you have like, you know, you don't have a team. Like we have a young team, kind of. You know, and you know we still have a problem, you know, with our quarterback, you know, our quarterback situation. Like, and we don't, you know, of course, you know what? I stand behind Danny this year because, listen, if he does have a couple seconds or whatever to make a play, maybe we can get some people, maybe we can get the ball on people. But we need to get more than just Saquon Barkley as a runner. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I personally... They've been talking so much shit on NFL sites and shit like that about who's going to who. One day somebody's being traded. One day somebody's not being traded. Then you go on the New York, the Giants app or the Giants thing, and they tell you about what's going on, what they're trying to work deals with and all this other shit. And, you know, like for us, I hope that Saquon stays another year. You know what I'm saying? I hope they work out a plan with him and not try to tag him again. But, I mean, I don't know. Like, and for Danny Dimes, I don't.
No, he's not. He's not gonna do it for you.
I think he's mentally out of the game. I think he's mentally out of the game.
I think he's done. I don't think they should sign Dak. Sorry. I think there's quarterbacks that could be better than
Dak. Was already signed.
Yeah. I don't know why they keep doing that.
Yeah. They just upgraded his thing too. They upgraded that, so he's getting more money.
And he's got 2 years. He's not gonna go over the hump for you.
Right. Well, he hasn't gone over it yet.
Yeah.
You know, and when Dallas plays a really hard team, they don't their outlooks aren't the same as when they crush, like, say us, like every year they crush us. You know, but then again, like our team isn't. I mean,
they lost to the Cardinals.
I don't know how that happened. I don't know how that happened.
Like, are you kidding?
That is one of those flukes.
Well, even like Eagles, like Eagles fans are the worst. I'm sorry.
Well, it's rough. You know what I'm saying? And all year, they're rough on the internet. They're rough on social network. It's and like, then when they lose, they're like, they shit on our team so much. They're like, oh, this team is the best team psychologically. Look how Jalen Hurts prepares himself, this and that. And then all of a sudden, he goes 5 games of fucking garbage or 4 games of garbage. And they're like, something's wrong with him. He sucks. He's the worst quarterback. Okay, you know what? Take Jalen Hurts and put him on our team. I'll take him, no problem. He's a great quarterback.
We'll take him on our 49ers.
Yeah, he's a great quarterback. Are you kidding me? You're going to shit on him for what? You know what? You could take, I don't know, you know, take Tommy Cutlets. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know.
If they build an offense around Tommy Cutlets, bro, I think he'd be a
phenomenal. I think he'll be a great quarterback. Yeah. I think he has a good future. I think he really does. He proved that he can play. And he proved that, you know. And listen, I mean, he's a backup quarterback that actually came in and
we did win games. He might win his job next year.
Huh?
He might be the first one.
No, they already said that.
I don't.
They said
what, they say and what they do.
They said he also is backup.
Jimmy Garoppolo was going to be the starter last year.
Yeah.
Trey Lance was the starter.
Right.
Trey Lance got hurt. Jimmy Garoppolo got hurt. Who became the third string quarterback? Became the person that took them to the playoffs.
Bro, we're almost at like 2 hours on video. The shit hasn't shut off yet, and.
It's, all right, 2 hours. Oh, baby. No,
it's getting there. It's getting there.
2 hours.
Is that hooked up? Is that hooked it's up still, to the battery pack?
It's still going.
Oh, yeah, dude, that shit's dying. You know what? We're going to end this, though, in an hour. You know how long it's going to take me to get that video to compress? Last time, it took 2.5 hours for it to compress to put it on YouTube. Bro, now it's at, and that was 45 minutes. We got a whole hour. We're going to do 5 more minutes so that, you know, we can get a full video and shut it down. Because, I mean, yeah, we're already at 1:45. I mean,
no, what we need to do is get, like, a phone hookup so people could call in.
Yeah, I mean, I have plans of doing so much other shit, like, you know, and things like that. Like, I wanted to do
the TV thing, like we could do like a big screen here or something, like we could put it somewhere and then we could just put live videos so that we could talk about videos and shit. Like when we're talking about some of the sports games and shit, we could actually watch it and, you know, go back and forth. Like I could do that. That's not a problem. And I also was talking about doing that.
Well, you
like,
just did something.
yeah. You know, I could do other stuff too with it, you know. You know, eventually, too, I want to be able to have this in a set room so that when we come to play to do it, you know, we don't have to. Like, this table, too, is good for, you know, for tuna casseroles and macaroni salads and food and shit. It's not good for holding the mics, you know. And I have two other stands. It's just, you know, it doesn't. You need, like, the wood, like wood for it to grasp on.
I got two horses down in the basement, two metal horses. We could.
Yeah, I mean, but here's
like
the room. I was so happy to get this space back. Then when I realized how much shit I had like to put down here, then I was sitting there. I was like, now I don't have any room, and I still can't use that other screen printing machine. I can't use any of that shit. And if I did use that, every time that I would have to do something, I have to move shit around. I actually still don't have enough fucking room, and it's crazy. Like everything here is like thrown fucking together. And it's like, it's just shit on top of shit, you know? And even to have, like, I wanted to have a podcast room. Like, just make the whole room podcast, put cameras up, put TV up, put shit up so that we could sit down. It's all set up, and all we have to do is hit start stream or start recording, and we'd be good.
The house is not big enough.
It's not. And, like, I don't have a room that we could actually sit there and actually do a podcast from. Like, even I was thinking, like, something, like, from Dina's and their property. And be like, you know, maybe is there a room or something I could put shit in and, you know, of course, pay rent. But, you know, it's like, they don't have no room. Well, their shit has gymnastic stuff in it, so I don't even have that, like, you know. I can't move any, I don't even want to attempt to move any of this shit into something else, especially that thing. But I'm just like, you know, getting old and you're like.
I can't go to my basement. My basement, nothing be even.
Even here, like I have to keep setting these feet up here every time. Like I'll print and it's going to say like side to side. Like, well, that is just
you have tiles. I have,
yeah, that is way off. That is way off. But when I pull it up higher, I used to have spots.
You never heard like matchbooks or like,
yeah, I do. I
air coasters, like,
well, I take fucking bars. Cardboard and I rip it, or I use these things I cut. Remember the wood that I had Noah cut from?
Oh, yeah,
I have all these cubes, but I use those cubes for the mic stands. But, you know, there's tons of shit, but, you know, and then I get overwhelmed, and like, because I got, like, 5,000 things that I got to get done. Like, I got the website down for the white boy stuff, and I just, once I got the website done, I put it up, and I just walked away. Like, I'm like, all right, cool, it's up. I didn't do shit with it. I'm like, bro, I got to do shit with it. So now I got to find, like, tomorrow I'm going to do a lot of stuff because I'll be home, and she'll be out and cheerleading until 9 o'clock, whatever, tomorrow night, so...
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, I'll have a lot of shit done. Like, I'll have a lot of stuff I can do tomorrow. But for the room that I have, I don't have enough room. And I don't have any room upstairs now after I moved all my stuff out. Now there's a table and there's tons more shit that just appeared. And
that's a good table. We should bring that down here.
That's a great table. That would definitely hold it. You know what? It's good. It's like a wooden table or some kind of wooden, like, picnic table thing that you can clamp shit down to. You know, or like a desk. Like, even like this. You know, if this was like a big desk or something, then that would be pretty good too. Oh, yo, it's dead.
Dying.
Oh, it's dead.
Dying.
All right, guys. See you later.
Take care.
Take care. Yeah, it's dead. It's done. It's officially done. Yep. Camera lost connection. All right. Well, whatever. All right. So we'll just end this podcast anyway. Like I said, it's almost 2 hours. So
2 hours.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Long time of fucking bullshitting, bro. But that's how the podcast is. Just bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, though, I would like to get other things so like we could watch these weird videos and do shit and talk about it. Because that's what I want to start doing like on TikToks. I'm going to start doing it under White Room Podcast. So people click in and listen and see the podcast and shit. I mean, of course, this is just us starting the video thing. It's going to look stupid at first. But as we grow and get a little bit bigger and do shit, you know what I mean? It'll be all right. You know, practice makes perfect, right? I guess.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I never had practice.
There you go.
I was always perfect.
Fucking dick. All right. So we'll just end this now.
Your wife's always said that.
Yeah. Yeah. And she lives it and believes it too. So, like I said, everything is good. Guys, have a great week. We'll talk to you next week.
I don't know even what's going on right now with the computer. Okay, let me stop recording. Let me press stop recording because we don't want to lose any of the shit that we talked about today. So, guys, have a good week, and we'll see you next week. Peace!
Later!